فوزا عظيما.
اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها،
وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an ovation. Every innovation is astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Excuse me, sisters downstairs, inshallah, if you can make some room, because we don't have enough space. Some of the men are going to be coming down there, inshallah. Secondly, we'd like to say that, inshallah ta'ala, as usual, we're going to try to end this khutbah at 15:15, and it's about 14:14 right now, inshallah. Because most of you, of course, all of you, almost all of you have been waiting a long time, and Allah has decreed that I'd be late, and there's nothing I could have done about it, and we just have to say, MashaAllah, faqaddarallah ma sha'a fa'ala. There are a lot of reasons, brothers and sisters in Islam, for people not sticking to the jama'ah. The reasons for not sticking to the jama'ah, and for those of you who don't know what jama'ah is, there are a couple of definitions for al-jama'ah. One of them is the truth. As when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu that when you don't find the jama'ah and the imam, what should you do? When Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu asked him, what should I do? He said, stick to the trunk of a tree and hold on to it. In this particular hadith, jama'ah means the group of individuals who are sticking to the truth. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving the definition of al-jama'ah, when he said, تَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ أُمَّةِ إِلَىٰ ثَلَاثٌ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةً كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً, that this ummah will be divided into 73 sects, all of them will be in the hellfire except for one. And then they asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one is it? He said, al-jama'ah. Here, al-jama'ah means the sahaba and those who follow them, and those who follow them in righteousness. There are quite a few reasons why Muslims are not sticking to the jama'ah today, meaning sticking to the truth. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, when he was asked what is al-jama'ah, he said, al-jama'ah is ma wafaq al-haq walau kunta wahdak, that the jama'ah is the truth even if you're by yourself. That which agrees with the truth, even if you're by yourself. But some of the reasons for not sticking to the jama'ah, brothers and sisters, and we'll try to make this as short as possible, once again because you've been waiting, is innovation. Innovation is one of the reasons why people are not sticking to the main body of Islam and or the truth. Another reason is following lust. People have broken away from the jama'ah because they are following their own desires and their lust. Another reason for not sticking to the jama'ah is the utilization or the implementation of rational and or logical reasoning and knowledge. This is one of the reasons why the Muslims are not together and there's division, and we are not sticking to the jama'ah because some of us are using rational and logical knowledge or reasoning. And in addition to this, placing this over divinely revealed text, taking our rational understanding and placing it over the Quran and over the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another reason for separation of the jama'ah is fanaticism. Fanaticism, extremism, blind following, blindly following an imam or some sheikh or whatever, and sticking to, as we mentioned last week, sticking to with a firm resolve to certain types of old customs and habits. This makes a division among the Muslims when you don't want to let go of those old habits that you have and those old customs that you have. that are not based on the Quran and the Sunnah. Also, another reason for separation of the Jama'ah is evil propaganda against the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. And lastly, is al-jahl, is ignorance. Muslims being ignorant. The khutbah that we gave last week, we mentioned about the Muslim League of Voters dancing and dining. Someone came to a brother to show the ignorance of the Muslims, and maybe with a good intention. Someone came to a brother here in this masjid and said that the Imam verified what the Star Legend newspaper said about the Muslim League of Voters dancing between 8 and 2. And I thought about it, and they may have been right, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O you who believe, if a fasiq comes to you with any news, then verify it. So I thought maybe they had a point. But I wonder, do we do this with everything that we read in the Star Legend? That's number one. Or in any newspaper for that fact. And secondly, unfortunately, for ourselves as Muslims in this day and time, being ignorant, unfortunately, yes, it was verified. It was verified because in almost every single Muslim establishment throughout this city, through Newark and East Orange, you found posters posted by the Muslim League of Voters themselves with the pictures of the entertainers on the posters. Not the Star Ledger, the Muslims themselves, with a number of which we called ourselves to verify. Wallahi, brothers and sisters in Islam, al-jahl, ignorance, is a means for separating the ummah. The reason why we are separated from those reasons we gave, and one of the main reasons in the theme of this khutbah today, inshallah, is because we don't know what Islam is. We don't know what the Sunnah is. We don't know how the Sahaba understood and practiced what they understood and practiced. And this is one of the many reasons for al-jahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, when he talks about one of the prophets of Islam, they said, Ya Musa, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. قال إنكم قوم تجهلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that the people said, O Moses, make for us an ilah, because they have ilahs. Make for us a god, because they have gods also. And then Musa said that surely you are people who are ignorant. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us the height of ignorance of people and why there's a problem among each nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told Musa to say, Ya qawmi, inna Allah ya'murukum an tazbahu baqara. Qalu atattakhiduna huzwa. Qala a'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin. He said, Oh my people, Allah has ordered you to slaughter a cow. They said, What? What do you take this for? This is a joke or something? Come on, this is a joke. He said, A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin. I seek refuge with Allah from being of the ignorant. And then we know that Allah goes on telling us how ignorant these Jews were, and exactly what the Muslims are doing today, the Jews did then. What color cow should it be? Should it be a virgin? Should it be a till cow? Etc. Asking these questions after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do something or told us to stay away from something. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, informing Nuh, the prophet Noah, he said, وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. I'm not going to drive away those who believe, Nuh or Noah said. Surely they are going to meet their Lord, but I see that you are people who are truly ignorant. And again in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us about Lut, the prophet Lot, where he says, while exhorting his people, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. Do you approach men in your lust instead of women? No, but you are people who have no sense and are ignorant. Allah shows us some of the degrees of ignorance among these people. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in informing us about Prophet Saleh, alayhi salatu wasalam, while he was talking to his people. Because ignorance comes in every single nation of people. Allah says that he said, وَأُبَلِّغُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. I am conveying to you that which has been said, but I see that you are people given to ignorance. And again with the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, while he was exhorting and reminding and addressing his people, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say, do you order me to worship other than Allah, oh you people, you are ignorant and foolish. And at least 17 times a day, brothers and sisters in Islam, we beg, we invoke, we ask and solicit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be of the ignorant. Every single day in our salat, we ask Allah at least 17 times a day, اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight way. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. We ask Allah to not put us on the road or the path of those who are مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ and those who are ضَالُونَ. Who are the مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ? The مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ are those whose desires became corrupted. They knew the truth and then they renounced it and rejected it. Isn't that ignorance? Of course it is. Those are the people whom Allah's Prophet called the Jews. Those whose intentions and desires became corrupted, they knew the truth. The truth was brought to them and they renounced it and rejected it. We ask Allah not to be like them every single day. And then as for the Nasara, the Christians, those who are ba'alun, they are the ones who don't have any knowledge, and they are the ones who are confused. They're confused, walking around blindly in error. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them ضالون, because they are far astray, like cattle. And the Muslims have also fallen into this type of ignorance. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this type of ignorance that the Muslims have today is an unexcused ignorance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet, he prophesied that there would be this type of ignorance. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has told us that one of the signs of the hour, one of the signs of the last day, is that there's going to be a spread of ignorance and a removal of knowledge. How is the removal of knowledge going to come? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just going to snatch away the knowledge? Listen to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. أَنَّ مِنْ أَصْرَاتِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ وَيَصْفُتُ الْجَهَلِ. He said that one of the signs of the hour, brothers and sisters, and there's no way for us to get around it. One of the reasons that we're separating ourselves and we have so much division, which we won't be able to get around, is that now that ignorance will become widespread and knowledge will go away. Knowledge will fade away and ignorance will become affirmed and confirmed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدِ السَّاعَةَ أَيَّامًا لِأَيَّامٍ يُرْفَعُ فِيهَا الْعِلْمُ وَيَنْزِلُ فِيهَا الْجَهْلُ وَيَكْفُرُ فِيهَا الْحَرْجُ. Near the establishment of the hour, there will be days during which religious ignorance will spread, knowledge will be taken away, and it will be much al-haraj. And al-haraj is a word that comes from the language of the Ethiopian, which means there will be much killing. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show us how serious the times are for the Muslim, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ وَلَكِنْ يَقْبُضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَضِّ الْعُلَمَاءِ حتى إذا لم يبق العالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فاستووا بغير علم وضلوا وأضلوا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take away the knowledge, snatching it away, the knowledge itself, but rather what he'll do is take away the ulama. This is how the knowledge is going to be taken away, brothers and sisters. Allah is not going to snatch away the ilm. He's going to snatch away the knowledgeable people until there doesn't remain any alim, until no scholars will remain, And the people will take as their leaders ignorant, foolish, senseless individuals. Wallahi, this is the state of the Muslims today. Imams, they can't lead themselves across the street. People who claim to be scholars, they don't know the first thing about the science of Quran or the science of Hadith. Allah's Prophet prophesied, وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that these things would happen, and for surety at the end of the Hadith, as the Prophet said, فَسُئِلُوا, and they will be asked, فَأَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, and they will make fatwas. These ignorant people who have been replaced or replacing the scholars of Islam, they will make fatwas, legal verdicts, without knowledge. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا, they themselves are astray, just like the Christians who we say, oh Allah, don't make us like. وَالضَّالِينَ, and they will make people go astray. They themselves will make people go astray, and they themselves will go astray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, to allow us to know what is the truth and what is real knowledge. And real knowledge, brothers and sisters in Islam, is very, very simple. It's what Allah said, what the Messenger said, and how the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, understood it and practiced it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. In conclusion, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a hadith from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that also shows us the signs of the hour. On the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه, who says, I will narrate to you a hadith, and none other than I will tell you about this hadith. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, from among the signs of the hour, they are this: religious knowledge will decrease, meaning by the decrease of the scholars. One of the major signs of the hour is that religious knowledge will decrease, that the scholars will start dying off. Allah will cause them to die in numbers. And of course, in reference to the other hadith, or relative to this, they will be replaced by ignorant people claiming to be the Muslim scholars and leaders of the world. Another sign of the hour, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that religious ignorance will prevail. See, it could just be, maybe okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the scholars and make the religious knowledge decrease. But Allah is going to compound the situation. He's not only going to remove the religious scholars, he's going to make religious ignorance prevail. It's a sad time, brothers and sisters. Now we have people, a committee at Azhar University, as we mentioned before. The illustrious, sublime Azhar University has a committee of PhDs saying, listen to this, saying that the hijab of the woman is not incumbent upon her from the Quran. This is the height of ignorance, without knowledge whatsoever, twisting and turning the meanings of the Quran. And another one of the signs of the hour, there will be a prevalence of open, illegal sexual intercourse. Don't we see this? Yes, we see it. People are actually performing sexual acts right in broad daylight. We see it all the time in the news. We see it sometimes with our eyes, and may Allah not test you with it. And lastly, women will increase in number. Women will increase in number, and men will decrease in number, so much so that 50 women will be looked after by one man. And this hadith should not be misconstrued to make the men think that they can have more than four. This only means that there will be so much war that men will have to take more women to look after as captives of war. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to seek knowledge, and we have to ask Allah not to make us of those who are ignorant. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is not a human trait to be ignorant. This is not a human trait. That's a desirable trait. Do not use the excuse for things that are important about this deen and say, I didn't know, I was ignorant. There are some things of which Muslims will be excused from, and there are some things of which they will not be excused. when you plan on divorcing your wife or before that getting married, you better make sure that you contact someone with knowledge or read some type of book or get some type of tape to tell you the ahkam of marriage and divorce. Because if you go into these marriages and you divorce your wife, either one of the two, saying that I didn't know, I was ignorant, you may not be excused. Some of you are crying, boo-hooing, I didn't know, I was ignorant. Some of you are going into business deals with Muslims who are corrupt. You should find out if these things are permissible or not, what this person is doing, before you go and sign that contract. You may not be able to use the excuse. You may not be able to use the excuse, I didn't know the hukum of this or the hukum of that. We need to know these things, brothers and sisters, before we go into them. As for that type of ignorance that is excused, if a person among the Muslims thinks that some food is pure, and he finds out later on that the food is not pure, then he is excused. Or, if he does something, for instance, going on Hajj, and he's researched as much as he could about the principles of Hajj, the conditions of Hajj, etc., and then forgetting one of the pillars of Hajj, Tawaf, or Arafat, he makes a mistake, this person is excused. Other than things like this, brothers and sisters, we will not be able to use ignorance as an excuse. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us of those who are of the ignorant. Because one of the things that we will not be excused for, even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied, ignorance will prevail and religious knowledge will be done away with, we need to check ourselves as much as we can so that we don't become one of the ignorant. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.